This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Israeli army says two airstrikes in the West Bank killed 9 Palestinian militants. AP correspondent Brigan Garcia.
As violence flares in the Israeli-occupied territory, the Israeli army said its forces struck a vehicle carrying 5 militants. They said that the occupants were on their way to carry out an attack. The 5 men were later identified by Hamas as militants, including one who was a local commander. A Palestinian news agency said that they were taken to a hospital, with 4 of the bodies being burned and charred beyond recognition. In a separate attack, Israel's military said it had killed 4 more Palestinian militants in the Tulkarim area shortly after they opened fire on Israeli troops operating in the area. I'm Rika Ann Garcia.
Meanwhile, renewed street violence in British cities on Saturday left several police officers injured as they faced a fourth day of unrest following the murder of 3 young girls in Northwest England earlier in the week. A shoe shop in the East Coast city of Hull was set on fire amidst the violence, while mounted police clashed with protesters in the southwestern city of Bristol. Authorities in Hull said 4 people were arrested and 3 officers were injured. Riots involving hundreds of anti-immigration protesters have erupted. Thousands of people rallied in the streets of Venezuela, in the capital Saturday, waving the national flag and singing the national anthem in support of an opposition candidate they believe won the presidential election by a landslide. Authorities have declared President Nicolas Maduro the winner of Sunday's election. Meanwhile, the government arrested hundreds of opposition supporters who took to the streets in the days after the disputed poll. This is VOA News. Donald Trump says he'll skip an ABC debate with Kamala Harris in September and wants them to instead face off on Fox News. AP's Jackie Quinn.
In a social media post, former President Donald Trump says he agreed to a debate with President Biden on ABC, not with Kamala Harris. And earlier in the week, inserted a dig against her at a black journalist convention.
You know what? She failed her law exam. She didn't pass her law exam, so maybe she wouldn't pass the cognitive test.
Also Wednesday, Vice President Harris challenged him to keep the September date.
Because as the saying goes, if you've got something to say,
these differing plans, though, seem to make it increasingly unlikely the candidates will confront one another face-to-face before the November election. I'm Jackie Quinn.
International Olympic Committee President Thomas Bach slammed the hate speech being thrown at 2 boxers at the Paris 2024 Olympics.
IOC President Thomas Bach says hate speech directed at female boxers at the Olympics
is totally unacceptable.
Algeria's Imani Khalif and Taiwan's Lin Yuting have been scrutinized about their gender.
We will not take part in a sometimes politically motivated cultural war.
Both boxers were disqualified at last year's World Championship by an organization banished from the Olympics. The Russian-led International Boxing Association cited gender-based tests that are still unspecified and unproven. The IOC head says the boxers are born women, raised women, have passports as women, and competed for years as women. I'm Julie Walker.
The Biden administration says it will soon expand areas where migrants can apply online for appointments to enter the United States to a large swath of southern Mexico. The change will potentially ease strains on the Mexican government and lessen dangers for people trying to reach the U.S. border to claim asylum. U.S. Customs and Border Protection said Saturday that the migrants will soon be able to schedule appointments on the CBP-1 app while in the southern Mexican states of Chiapas and Tabasco. A tropical depression strengthened into a tropical storm, Debbie, north of Cuba on Saturday, and was newly predicted to become a hurricane as it moves through the Gulf of Mexico on a collision course with Florida. More at voanews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.